Now time for locker room chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble after a tough road loss against Centralia. 18-16 was the final. Coach, this is a Centralia team that was really close to making the state final last year. You guys are right there with them. Your thoughts on the overall game?
Yeah, they obviously lost a few guys from last year, but they're still a very tough team. A lot of rankings came out this week. They're sitting at number two spot. So the fact that we could play them so close is a positive sign, but also felt like we left a lot of things on the table. So when we get some things cleaned up, I think we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Coach, it was the first time we got to see Carson Spoons get some game action. What were your thoughts on his performance?
I mean, he's a great athlete, obviously. He played hard. I mean, let us. He had over 100 yards rushing and led us in tackles on defense. But biggest thing we're looking for him is continue to learn and clean some things up. You know, he made a lot of things happen, but also he had some mental mistakes here and there that kind of stalled out some drives and stuff like that. He wasn't the only one that did that either, but biggest thing is just getting things cleaned up so we can get all 11 going at the same time.
Joined by Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. And coach, how did you feel like your offensive line did creating some lanes for your ball carriers?
Overall, they did pretty well. Again, I think the story on offense is we just got to get things cleaned up. I know I've said that already, but it seemed like every play there's one guy here or there that was going the wrong way or taking the wrong path, missing an assignment. And when you have one or two guys doing that every play against a team like Centralia, you're not going to come out successful. I feel like we had probably two series where we kind of put everything together and went down the field and scored on those. So, whether it's in the backfield or up front, we're happy with the effort that everybody played with all night, but we just got to clean up the mistakes so that we can capitalize on the effort.
Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble coming up in just a bit. Back here with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. And coach, last year you guys really handed it to Onega a year ago, and it was Jaden DeWald who led the way. He had 290 yards and 5 touchdowns. Do we expect to see more of him coming up this week as he only got 5 carries last week?
Yeah, that's, I mean, we had success with that game plan last year. Don't plan on really changing much from that. That's one thing we kind of talk to our guys about, too, is making sure that we do a better job of spreading the ball around. Some of that, when we run the option, some of that is just the way people play us on defense that they got to, I mean, we got to take what they give us. But Carson had a majority of the carries last Friday. So ideally this week we'd like to work on spreading that around so we can get more of a kind of four-headed attack in the backfield.
Absolutely. Talking with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. And coach, fourth down was a bit tough for both you guys and Centralia. What are some things you're trying to do to improve your execution on fourth downs should a situation like that arise?
Mainly just getting all 11 guys going to the right spots every play, so that we don't have to get in that situation in the first place. But also cleaning up the penalties. I know we had at least one big fourth down conversion early in the fourth quarter that got called back due to a penalty, a bonehead blocking the back call that should never have happened. And then we had some other penalties earlier in the possessions that would put us behind the sticks before we got to fourth down. So cleaning up the missed assignments and the penalties is going to be huge for us to get better consistent success on offense.
Execution and playing clean, the key for Valley Heights coming up in their matchup against Onega. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck on Friday.
Yep, thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.